Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A case that changed the way the state handles serious juvenile criminal offenders is back before the Massachusetts Parole Board. In a lengthy, emotional hearing yesterday, Greg Diachenko was asking to be re-paroled. Diachenko's case was the basis of the 2013 Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court ruling that allowed juveniles sentenced to life in prison to become eligible for parole. He was in prison for 34 years, having been sentenced at age 17 for murdering Thomas Wharf during a robbery attempt. Diachenko was paroled in late 2015, but put back in prison last year. Several times yesterday, Diachenko apologized.
I fear that my missteps could have consequences that hurt others working so hard to get parole, and it is something to which I am reminded of daily since my reincarceration by the guy inside. I apologize for letting them down.
Diachenko was taken into custody in May of 2018 after a positive breathalyzer test at his home. He told the board yesterday he had started drinking amid difficulties during his 2.5 years on parole, including health and emotional issues. Diachenko said he feared that asking for help could jeopardize his parole.
You know, when I grew up for 34 years in prison, I never asked anybody for help. I never went to mental health counseling ever. I grew up with the idea in my mind that I was going to die in prison.
The only opposition to Diachenko's parole came from the Suffolk County District Attorney's Office. Assistant DA Paul Lynn expressed concerns about relapse.
What alarmed me about what he said today in the hearing is how casually he made those decisions, just saying, oh, what the heck, I'll have a beer. And that's a very strong concern of the Commonwealth. He obviously needs help. He needs more counseling.
Parole board members also asked about Diachenko being part of a prison advocacy group and attending a protest in May of 2018 over water quality at MCI Norfolk. Yesterday, Diachenko said he regrets being part of that rally. The board also questioned Diachenko about a verbal altercation with a correction officer after his rearrest. Diachenko said he was under stress and he engaged in, quote, childish behavior. The hearing was crowded with Diachenko supporters. Five people testified on his behalf, including family members, people who know Diachenko from talks at local colleges about incarceration, or people who know him from the First Baptist Church in Jamaica Plain where he worked. His attorney, Lisa Newman Polk, says she's encouraged.
The show of support was really phenomenal. The fact that a human being can amass this kind of friendship and community in 2.5 years says a lot about who Greg Diachenko is. I found the whole experience to be incredibly moving.
Newman Polk outlined a plan for Diachenko's possible parole that includes residential treatment and more intensive counseling with a professional familiar with the effects of incarceration. The board will take public comments for another 2 weeks. It does not have a timeline by which to make a decision.